Do your best dolphin impression.
Dolphin? Mm. Why do I do
Welcome to the Lash Studio. I'm Greta.
And I'm Sophie. Today we're going to talk about what is broken in the lash industry.
So we have some things to get off our chest.
Yeah, I think if we're going to solve problems, we need to know what they are and we've got to air them first so that we can fix them.
Absolutely. So let's start with a fact.
A cold, hard fact. And a bad one.
Yeah. So our industry is unregulated at the moment.
Yeah. So that means that there's absolutely nothing to stop someone with little or no training at all establishing themselves as a seemingly like professional therapist.
Mm-hmm. I find it really interesting that there's no regulations because we are working with people's eyes, with sharp instruments, chemicals. Mm-hmm. You can literally make someone
blind. That's the crux of blind.
Make someone blind or end up in A&E.
Yeah. And why does this happen? Because you've gone on a course. So let's say you're an accountant and you decide that you want to do lashes on the side. You want that little side hustle.
Do you think at one point everybody wanted to be a lash artist? Do you remember? I had a policewoman as my client. That's a bit of a different story. But I had a policewoman and I remember she laying there and asking me loads of questions about lash artists and what you do and how do you do it. And I thought, that's so interesting. Next time she comes, she's on a course.
And
I was like, why would you? No.
I found out she's a lash artist, so I got rid of her. If you listen to the first episode, guys.
Yeah, blocked immediately. No, but don't you think it's interesting? I remember now it's calmed down a bit, but it was a phase when.
Ooh, I don't think it has calmed down.
I think so.
I don't know. I feel like it's still.
Everybody now wants to be a life coach.
True.
It was lash artists, now it's moved to other things.
No, I think people still want to be lash artists. I think younger girls, boys look at it and see it as like still that aspirational. It didn't used to be aspirational. You know, you used to talk to people and you'd be like, I work in beauty, and you'd be like ashamed. Or even now, you'd be like, I'm a salon owner. And they'd be like, you don't know how much goes into this. Yeah, poor you.
How do you cope? But rewind to, you can make somebody go to A&E.
You can make someone go to A&E by improper application. You can literally stick someone's eyes together. But what do we expect when, like I said, Sally, the accountant, decides that she wants to do the side hustle and she books on for a 4-hour course, but because the trainer wants to get through it quickly, we're doing 2 hours today because you've done really, really well. So we're doing 2 minutes of theory, then we're going to practice on the back of your hand, maybe on a mannequin.
Maybe.
If you're lucky. Then we're going to sign you off. You're accredited. You can now get insured. Don't worry about the case studies, honey.
Who needs them?
No. Get on.
Waste of time.
Do some real people's eyes.
Go glue them together. Yes.
So that's where the problem stems. So we've got these people that have been to this training.
Yes.
They don't know what they're doing, which is not their fault.
No, I think there is two types of lash trainers. So that's going to bring us to training, which is the second thing, isn't it? That's a bit broken at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's definitely getting better. I think people they recognise, but still the certain companies and you know which ones they are.
I think there's this and that still.
Okay.
And I think there's two types of trainers. There's a type of trainer who wants to make money and quick. Don't care really what they do or what they teach. Get the money in a pocket, done. Yeah. And there's other trainers who won't put the name to a certain training. Like, I couldn't let you walk out from the training and knowing that I literally winged it.
So me as let's say I'm your trainee, you'd be embarrassed if I was producing these really poor sets because you've not given me the knowledge that I need. You've just gone, yeah, it'd be fine. And then they're like, someone says, oh, who trained you then? Because my eyes are stuck together. And they go, oh, Greta Hinberg.
Thank you. That's so kind of you.
And that's exactly what you don't want. So that's why you provide.
Look how many questions we get on our Instagram.
God. Yeah.
There was one question, right? I'm not even joking. This is how it went. So, sorry, I'm not trying to patronize anybody. I think somebody who I'm patronising is the trainer, because I'm like, what?
It's not
hell?
To embarrass this
absolutely
person.
Not.
Like,
poor thing.
It's good that they felt that they can come to us and ask these questions.
The question was that bad that I thought, are you joking, or have you actually been training,
or are you trying to find out some information,
or you YouTubed it?
Yes.
Like, what? The question was, so how can I stop the eyes being stuck together? I'm not joking. This is how it was. What do I do with the pads and the tape? Mm. And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What you do with the pads and the tape? You cover the lower lashes for them not to.
So it's a basic.
Get stuck.
It's the first thing. If you had a human model sat in front of you at a training,
what did you train with that you don't know how to use the pads?
Yeah, and that's just one of many questions that we've had along those sorts of lines.
There's loads about like glue, even like tweezers. Loads of questions about tweezers. What tweezers should I use? How do you shake your glue?
But don't you think this comes down to money as well? Because if you're, let's play devil's advocate, if I really want to train and do lashes, but I've not got lots of money, I want to go and do it. So I'm going to pay for the cheaper course, or am I going to, do people wait and save up? Because the people that are good trainers don't offer cheap courses, because you're paying for quality in most cases.
Do you know what it comes down to? Mindset.
Okay. Elaborate.
Because, like, you have two types of trainers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you want money, mm-hmm. or you want to give the education and you actually care.
Yeah.
You have two types of students. You want to do it quick because mm-hmm. you want to earn money quickly, which you're not going to, trust me, if you have that 2-hour course, because you're going to lose your clients as quick as they came.
Yeah.
Or you are there to actually learn the skill properly, take your time, and you're going to pay the top money for it because you are going to research your trainer. You are going to look what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're going to get what you're going to pay for.
True.
That's what it comes down to, I think.
While we're on pricing as well, let's talk about, as a new lash artist, so I've just been to a course, I've just trained. Have they told me what I should be charging? Because they certainly didn't when I trained. It was just off you pop, go and try and do some lashes.
I can't remember the first training I had, if they did, but I know later on they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, at first nobody really spoke about it. I don't know, it's just charge what you charge, I don't know. But isn't it normal that you first charge less anyways?
I think so. I think while you're building up
confidence.
Or you
charge nothing.
Mm.
That's what I did, you know.
Family and friends, I was at that time, I was just very, very excited. And I was like, get everyone sat on my sofa, it was, because I didn't have a bed at that point. I was like, come on, lay down.
Break my back.
Lay down on the sofa. I'll just slip a disc for you. But it was what you did, wasn't it? I was so excited.
I had a hair touch.
You were going mountaineering. I was the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I had a hair torch because I couldn't, I don't know, I think that was, again, when I was researching everything in the beginning.
The photos of the beginning as well.
Don't.
Mine was an IKEA yellow lamp in a dark room because I was always doing them after work, and these awful pictures. But
my photos compared to what I do now, they were literally like taken in a cellar. Or I don't know, like in the darkest corner. You couldn't even see. The eyes were like closed and it was like a black and white picture of nothing. And you're just like, but you still got clients.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Now I wouldn't. People would be like, just no, delete. But yeah, going back to pricing, I think later on, yes, they did speak about pricing a bit more. In the beginning, I can't remember.
But with HD Brows, for example.
Yeah.
When I did one of their courses, it was, this is our standard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't charge below here. And I think they actually have people look at it, not spies, but they regulate it to a degree and be like, you're charging too little.
there's a story. I'm not joking. So if wasn't it as well, like you couldn't, HD Brows, like you couldn't do, if somebody was doing them in your salon on a certain street, you couldn't two doors down, like you couldn't offer it or something. There was like something like this.
Maybe.
But people were spying on each other. They were actually snitching on each other, going, oh, the salon across the HD Brows and charges, I don't know, $19.99 or something instead of $25. I think $25 was the low kind of.
I hope things have changed. Like, again,
people snitch.
Referring back to competition over collaboration, I hope that we're kind of past that. But anyhow, so broken with the lash industry pricing, and let's talk about that in terms of you've just started doing lashes, but there's a lash artist down the road. She started a month ago, so she's charging £30 now for a classic set. So you're like, I can't charge as much as her, so I'm going to charge £25. And then you do them for a month, and then the new lash artist comes around and goes, she's charging £25, so I'm going to charge £20.
It's a death circle.
Ugh.
So someone somewhere needs to start raising them and keep raising
them. Let's all start at £1,000.
Look at America.
Yeah.
Oh, move me there now, because literally I would be driving a Lamborghini.
Wouldn't mind going to Lash Dolls Miami. Should we all move?
Do they have a Lash Dolls Miami?
We could do.
You set it up, couldn't we? I'm more like Vegas, but I can also...
Either or. I'm not picky.
Anywhere with the sun. Yep. I don't care. I do think all together we need to start raising the standards with training, with the pricing.
Maybe that's... This is me thinking out loud, actually.
Go.
Lash Dolls Academies in the future, that we do something similar to HD Brows and we say, you have trained to such a high level with Lash Dolls UK that we expect you to follow this rough...
Guideline.
Yeah, pricing
guideline. And check if you don't.
And then we'll spy on you. At Lashes by Diana. Watch out. Is there a Lashes by Diana out there? Contact us.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, right. Pricing. So another thing that we need to think about is policies and taking booking fees. We're not calling them deposits. As I understand it, a deposit is paid towards something. So if that service doesn't go ahead, then that deposit still goes back to the person because they've not actually had the service. A booking fee.
Is it non-refundable?
Non-refundable booking fee. Check it out for yourself, though, because the legalities might have changed about this.
So obviously, policies are really important in business.
So important.
And I do think people overlook it a little bit and just can't be bothered.
But you need to protect yourself.
But you know, sometimes what it is, it's confrontation. They don't want to say it to the client because, you know, somebody's going to kick off or, I don't know, just shout at them. Nobody wants that. But obviously, policies are there to protect you.
Yep.
If something happens...
Your employees.
Exactly. So definitely needs to be implemented in your business.
Yeah. So I would start off with something like, if you have Facebook, I would start off with something like terms and conditions pinned to the
top.
You
are a policies queen.
Policy gal.
You are. Go.
Pre-care. I've never had my lashes. Greta, you've come to my salon and you've never, ever had lashes before. And I go, yeah, see you at 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Fantastic. I'm going to come with been out Friday night... Full face of makeup, my lashes caked in mascara, and strip lashes on.
Oh, nice.
Let's just put a cherry on a cake.
Yeah, and you're going to wear full leather and high heels and a hat.
Where have I been?
You've come straight from your night out.
Where did I
go? Okay, so you've got makeup everywhere. You have strip lash glue. I can't lash you because you've got a hat on. You've got a cap, so I can't see your eyes. And you're in uncomfortable clothing. Just to name a few things.
I love leather. I feel very comfortable. Thank you.
This is not that kind of podcast. Okay, you're not in leather. You're in something else. Anyway.
Yes, so I rock up in my...
Completely unprepared for your appointment.
Latex cat costume.
With a cap on.
Full face of makeup.
Strip lashes hanging off. Heels on.
Drunk. But here I am for my lash appointment.
You've just had loads of caffeine.
Yeah.
Obviously. We've had two Red Bulls today.
Mm-hmm.
So loads of caffeine. Your eyes are flicking. You're agitated. You're moving all over the place. So you've come unprepared. So if I've not told you some pre-care information, how would you know how to come to your appointment?
I wouldn't.
Exactly.
I'm not going to Google it.
No. So
you
now
just,
we've
just come.
Wasted time. We've got lots of stuff that we need to do. We've got lots of makeup to get off. And I'm feeling a bit... Like, this
agitated.
Is not a good start. Yeah, this is not a good start to my Saturday. I'm here on a weekend.
But then, you know what you're going to do then? Usually what people do is, they don't then still tell the client. They go to the back and tell some other lash artist, oh my God, she came this and that and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, in a nice, polite manner and way, explain
that's your
responsibility. Exactly, that is your responsibility to tell them how you want them to come to the appointment.
And also, then they need aftercare.
Mm-hmm.
same situation, same scenario. So you then go off, you're on a night out again that night.
Oh, I'm busy.
So you're like, oh, do you know what? These lashes aren't full enough for me. So I'm going to put some mascara on. You're going to use eyeliner. You're going to put some strip lashes on because you want extra, extra. You're going to jump straight in the shower and wash your hair as soon as you get home.
And let the shampoo and conditioner mm-hmm. run through the lashes.
You're going to use some oil cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
So everything bad. You're going to go to the steam room
everything
as well.
You shouldn't do.
Yeah, sauna, blah, blah, blah.
But you don't know because I didn't tell you.
So then you text me and you go, Sophie, why have all my lashes fallen out? And I go, well, what have you been up to? You tell me blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, you should have done that. Should have done that. But whose fault is that again? Mine. I've not let you know. So
it's always your fault.
Always my fault. So policies, get those sorted.
So the thing is, if your client doesn't listen, it's on them. And if you have done your part
mm-hmm.
and you have told them what you need to tell them,
mm-hmm.
then everybody's at, we're all adults.
Yeah. And if that continues, then maybe you're not a good fit for one another.
Exactly.
And then you address that later down the line.
You're going to be blocked.
Britta's always blocking people. Get your policies in place, get your pre-care, get your aftercare, get your terms and conditions, things about refunds, all that kind of stuff. Get your ducks in a row. Don't let it be a situation where you're learning on the go. You don't want that. You don't want to end up refunding people because their lashes have fallen out. It's a waste of your time, it's a waste of their time, and it's not good for your business. It makes you look bad, basically. So get all your ducks in a line. Setting policies will also allow you to set your own boundaries for your business, but also
for
your clients and how that affects your personal life.
Exactly, because I think if your policies are in place, there's going to be some people who overstep everything.
Yeah, of course.
Like we said before, it's not the right fit then, and you have to make a decision at one point then to let them go, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to let people go. But if you want to go to work and be happy there
mm-hmm.
and love your job and love what you do, you have to have your policies in place
mm-hmm.
and you have to have literally the clients, I think, who do respect your boundaries. Don't you have some days where you look at your column and you go, oof.
But then other days where I'm like, oh my gosh, they're in.
But these are the days you need.
Because they're not going to turn up late. They're not
going to come in a cat costume
with
a cap on and had 6 cups of coffee because they respect you.
And
as
mutual.
Much as you respect them.
Absolutely.
So these are the clients you need definitely in your lash chair.
Yeah. And I think attitude as well. It's hard, isn't it, when clients become friends.
Mm-hmm.
So you've taken those
It's
lovely. But when you've taken those booking fees and then they've not shown up or something's gone on and they can't make their appointment, what happens then?
Lashing your family.
Eesh.
I mean, we do it.
I always leave my mum for free.
I don't. It's too far for me to go. So I have to,
yeah. Greta's mum lives in Estonia.
So I'm not. She has to get me a plane ticket. And I'll do it. No, but even it's again down to respect, isn't it? I think if you're okay with lashing people for free, your friends, your family, whatever, it's up to you.
Yeah.
But if it starts, what's the word I'm looking for?
Or people expect it. Or like, for example, with my mum. She would just like fit me in wherever. If I needed to cancel it and I had someone else that
yeah.
I could make money from, if
yeah,
I had a paying client,
yeah.
I'd just move her.
And
she'd be cool with that.
Yeah. But obviously when people say like, Wednesday at 9 a.m, no, Christmas morning,
yeah.
before we open presents, do my
And then
lashing.
A mini top up on Boxing Day.
Absolutely. Because one fell out. Yes. So attitude.
Let me hit you with a scenario then. So we're talking about boundaries. You've got a client and it's a loyal client. She's been coming to you for years. So let's say let's talk about it in monetary value. She's worth £500 a year to you in infills. And she's not able to come to you because her dad has fallen down the stairs last minute. Now, some people would be like, my policy is my policy. I can't waver on it. I can't do anything. But there's a potential that you're going to lose that client because you don't have any empathy. So by you going, and I see this a lot, it's my business. I'm self-employed. If you didn't go to work, your boss...
How do you feel like going to work and don't get paid?
Yeah, your boss mm-hmm. your boss wouldn't just go, I'm not going to pay you today. I completely understand that. But are we not humans?
Things happen.
Yeah.
I think I'm more like, if someone's dad falls down the stairs... Or somebody ends up in hospital or mm-hmm. they're pregnant and having a baby. I don't expect them to come to me for lashes first and then, mm-hmm. you know, go to hospital. I have empathy for that because things happen.
But then how do you pick and choose?
We are people. I think you pick and choose with, it comes down to respect again. And also, I do think, I'm not going to say one strike you out. Like, no. You can just do it once and then if you do a second time. But I think you can tell if somebody takes the piss or don't.
Yeah. I'm going to be completely honest. When I was running the two salons at the same time, stressed out my head, working all hours under the sun, employees and making sure their wages were paid and that it was covered, that I wasn't paying them if someone didn't turn up, that kind of thing, I'd be like, nope, it is what it is. Doesn't matter if you were having a baby. And that's awful. And I know that now. So that's why I'd like to pass that information on. No, honestly.
What is it called?
Yeah. But I'd just be like, I was so...
Because she has responsibilities.
Yeah, my lash salon was my life through and through. No personal life, no nothing. So if I was going to put everything into that, I needed to get as much out of it as possible.
Yeah, fair enough.
And but that in turn didn't work because I'm then... These aren't nice relationships that I've got with some of my clients then because I've not had any empathy. How stupid of me. So that's why I'm so different now. And I'd like I said, would like to pass that on and just be like, just remember... You don't know what's going on with people. Just be kind.
Absolutely. I think there's different scenarios, isn't it? Somebody ended up in hospital or you're going to call somebody and they go, oh, again, out in your cat costume and forgot. Different. It's different. That is disrespectful. You weren't prepared. You don't respect me enough to even think, okay, tomorrow morning, she's busy.
Yeah.
She's very busy. She's back to back to just go, oh, do you know, I don't know, slept through my alarm or whatever the reasons are, that is different.
Yeah.
And I think you will find your kind of ways through it and what's right for you.
But what will also come with time is those loyal clients. Eventually you will get fully booked. You will see the same people every two, every 3 weeks. You will get to know them more. You'll get to know all of their lives because it's like a therapy session, isn't it? And they'll know stuff about you as well. You build these relationships, these friendships.
Well, do you know my best friend is through lashing?
No, I didn't know that.
So yeah, that's how we met.
Mm.
What I wanted to say about as well is about attitude. And when you said before that lash artists can be a bit, you know, my business, my this, my that, and don't care.
Which is good. Like you do have to protect your business.
Absolutely.
But there's
it's just how you do it.
Like
in a polite way.
You become quite unfriendly and quite
unapproachable.
Yeah.
When people post things on Instagram, have you seen them? To all my clients, blah, 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 blah. Same. If you go to work and you don't get paid and how it made you feel, blah, 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 you do that because you had one client who did this to you. Now you're posting this all over your social media.
Yeah.
All your clients will read that post and feel, is she talking about me? Or feel a bit
and
like...
And the one person that you were actually talking about...
She won't even read it.
No,
she hasn't got Instagram.
If she did, then she'd feel rubbish. Another, again, if I can offer any advice...
Some people don't even care. They will read it and go, it's not about me, even if it is.
If I can offer any advice in terms of this, it would be to look through those policies that you have and to share, kind, in a nice way, little snippets from it. So just a reminder, please don't bring your children to the appointment. We want everyone to relax. Absolutely. So it's not
specific.
Oh, Sally's brought little Joseph here and he's been ragging the stuff around. He's done a poo in the toilet, left it there. He's smeared yogurt. And it's always the clients that are like, he'll be fine. He's so quiet and so chilled. And they're just pushing the chair. Anyway, regardless of that, that's a different thing.
That's
but
a
don't,
different
subject. Don't do it the day after. Don't then post like, cause it's so passive aggressive.
Yes.
Just... Every now and again, just make a little reminder for yourself as part of your posting schedule to be like, I'm just going to pick out that little bit of policy, just
as a reminder.
Just so people know.
Nice. I agree.
An unpopular opinion of mine is sometimes I can feel there's a bit of a click in the lash industry.
Do you feel that's broken in our industry that we got clicks?
Yeah, I don't want to dwell on this because I think it happens.
I like this.
I think it happens, but I think there's a difference between clicks.
And a click.
And a click. No. And friendships. You don't have to like everyone.
You can't like everyone.
No. And not everyone's going to like you. Mm. You specifically.
Thanks, Sophie.
No, but...
You usually would do a joke, but there's no comeback. I'm like...
I'm sad.
Fine. I'm not even sad. It's fine. No, but we're all different. we all vibe with different mm-hmm. type of people, and that's absolutely okay. I can't imagine everybody's liking everybody and mm-hmm. we're all going to be one happy group. I think it's a bit boring.
We all have one thing in common, don't we? We all do lashes.
And we want to do them well.
Yep, hopefully. Maybe that's the clique in general. People that want to make the money, don't really care about their clients versus people that do.
The educators and who take it seriously, yeah. who sleep with like tweezers on
their pillow.
I feel
like you've got, and this is not talking bad about anyone, it's just different ways of looking at things.
So I don't mind cliques, to be fair, but it depends on what they do in their clique.
Yeah, if you look at some, like, let's say, old school lash artists that will be like, I will only use up to 12 millimetres, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. And that's what works for their clients.
Absolutely.
But you don't need to then form...
You're boring.
That's me. You don't need to then form a group of anti-18 millimetre lashes.
Have you seen it?
It's a popular group. No, you know what I mean, that you don't...
It's a group on Facebook. I've never seen that group before.
You don't need to then gang up or be nasty to people that think different to you. That's okay. Everyone's different.
I do think if people would just let people be, the world would be a better place. Let people do what they want to do, but what is right for them.
And we've realised as well that when we go to networking events, that we want to be as...
approachable.
Yeah, literally you could come and ask us anything.
Smiley, with a genuine smile.
Smiley. Going to get those pearly whites out. And if you've got any questions, if you need anything, then we want you to be able to come and speak to us, because we want this to be like one big girl chat.
I will never be, even if I'm mean sometimes, I'm never going to be in a mean girls group.
No.
I find it very unnecessary. Do you know when you have those groups who just separate themselves?
Yeah. Let's
help each other.
Involve everyone. Be it as an inclusive and lovely environment. Imagine being part of the lash industry and being like, oh my God, you're a lash artist. I've heard it's so lovely to be part of that clique. Part of that friendship group.
Friendship group, yes.
Part of that networking.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
It would be so lovely rather than be like, ooh, lash artists. Aren't they kind of, don't they, won't they make you feel so...
Let's inspire each other
and
motivate each other and be in that... Nice click.
I do think it's fixing itself already, and I think people are becoming more self-aware.
I do think so. And I do think as well that because there's lots and lots of talks about mindfulness at the moment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And being mindful and thinking before you say something.
Absolutely.
It's nicer to be nice.
It's nice to be nice.
It is.
Let's put on a t-shirt.
I'm sure that it's on a t-shirt already.
Let's go find it then. Amazon Prime.
So thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from you, and we will be continuing this conversation about the broken lash industry over on our Instagram, which is @lashdolls_UK. And we would love to know your thoughts.
Yeah, if you agree or you disagree with what you're saying, we still want to know.
Anything, everything, just send it.
Next episode, we're going to be speaking about skyrocketing your career through networking, events like Lash Fest. If you have anything you want us to cover in this episode, please email us on thelashstudio@lashdollsuk.co.uk.
See you next time at The Lash Studio.
Bye.
Bye-bye.